Sure. It's a hot one, I believe.
Okay, but if...
Low one, and low, we call it Kyle, low one.
Low one.
I think three or four, one may hit right, don't hit wrong.
No, I think all those are just different words for it. What about the noise that a horse makes?
It snorts. When it gets mad, it shakes its head and just like somebody blowing the nose.
Okay, and what about if he's not mad, just maybe he's hungry or something, he might go make...
I never will forget a husband had one. I don't know whether it's a horse or what it was. They called it a horse, but I don't know whether the thing ever bred or not. But it would have spells, and Adam couldn't ride it from feeding nothing. And one time Adam got mad with it because it had a spell, and it had a jug of water on there, and it broke that jug over that mule's head. They'd have fits, but if they were found in a colt, so we never did know it. You know, there's a colt kind and dog kind.
Mm-hmm.
But that mule was hard-headed, and he couldn't get on that mule to ride it. And he got mad, and he jerked a water coming to the house, and he broke it on that mule's head. I told him that if you're hard, that meanest thing. He got off.
Well, he must have been a little bit aggravated, wasn't he?
Well, they were aggravating when they got in that shape. You couldn't do nothing. You couldn't climb or do nothing.
Right.
It was just pure hard down mean.
Sure.
But the one that hadn't cut the... He wouldn't have killed right then. He was so mad, he'd have killed him.
Okay, myself.
Is that going on there now?
No, well that's fine. If a horse is hungry, he may make a little noise, just to say it's time to be fed. You remember calling it
a... It's more like it's a snort.
Uh-huh. Ever hear it called a nicker or a whinny?
What?
A nicker, a horse with nicker or whinny, either one. Don't remember those?
I've been weeding, but I've never heard them.
Okay. And if you have to, you've got horses and mules and cows, and they're getting hungry, you might say, well, I've got to go out and...
Feed them.
Okay.
Cows are low when they get hungry.
Right. And if a hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
Setting.
Okay. And the place where the chickens live is a...
Chicken pen. Okay. Chicken yard.
Okay, and if it's small, little shelter with a cover over it, you might say it's a chicken.
Well, now sometimes you can make them large, where you like to do with these chicken, for the raised chicken. And then if you have just a few, you can have it small. Now this guy right here has got Danny's out there, and he's got in a place about a little bit bigger in this room here.
Okay.
Got him closed up in there.
Is it a little house? It's closed
mm-hmm.
What if it were just something just about the size of this table? It's a little...
It's a little bit bigger than that. Just for them to get under a shed, and the rest of it, then get out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
That's just for them to roost.
Uh-huh.
And then they put some hen nesters on that, too.
Did you ever build something up just real small? Well, you wouldn't call it maybe a chicken pen, but a chicken...
yard. You know, when we was growing up, though, they had chicken houses. And the chickens know to go to roost, and the chickens went loose, and they laid anywhere they wanted to. And it'd take you half time getting out hunting eggs in the barn and under the house and around the house. They didn't have pens like they do now, but they would have one chicken house and some poles in there, and then chickens are going that night to roost. No outside fence at all.
Okay, did you ever hear a place for maybe just for one hen and her chickens?
Yeah, you put them in a... We used to make little coobs.
How?
Coobs, chicken coobs, and cover them good, you know, and put a hen in there, and the biddies, until they got big enough that they could get out, and then when you put them out, they go back in there if it went to raining or anything.
Okay.
I know all about chickens.
All right.
They had one cackle, they're more than apt to lay an egg, too.
What do you call that part of the chicken that children like to have to pull it apart?
Put a bone.
Is that supposed to be good luck or something?
They say it is.
And which piece was it that was good luck, the long one or the short one?
It was a breast right in here.
Yes, and when you broke it in two,
mm-hmm.
would you say the long, you know, one would get the long piece and one would get the short one?
One got the long one.
One got the long one was good luck?
Mm-hmm.
I never did know about that.